The names of the missing schoolgirls go up for all to see.
There's no question that we're racing against the clock here. They've been gone for a long time.
3 weeks after the kidnapping of more than 200 Nigerian girls, U.S. military advisors are on the ground being joined by FBI and other personnel. The Obama administration insists it's been pressing the Nigerians to act.
We had made repeated offers of assistance, and it was only just this week when the Nigerians accepted the offer of this coordination cell. And, within 48 hours, people were moving.
U.S. officials caution they are only offering advice. The Nigerian military will have to conduct any rescue mission, a rescue mission that may encounter Boko Haram militants armed with Libyan machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and other weapons grabbed hundreds of miles away in Libya after the fall of Muammar Gaddafi.
Boko Haram may have got hold of surface-to-air missiles, including SA-7 missiles. There's significant concern about that. Not absolute proof that they've obtained these, but significant concern.
Now, a claim from Amnesty International that Nigerian security forces were aware of a planned attack on the school 4 hours before it happened, but failed to deploy enough troops. Nigerian security forces knew about Boko Haram's impending raid, but failed to take the immediate action needed to stop it, the group said in a statement.